Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Papageno's Tri-State Forecast. Cloudy with showers today, mid-60s. Tonight, cloudy, mid-50s. Tomorrow, becoming partly sunny, 75 to 80. On Friday, partly cloudy, 80 to 85. And Saturday, we'll have sun and clouds, mid-80s to near 90 degrees. We'll get the full details on the Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few moments. A reminder that Fun Week continues in North Canaan. Check with their website for details on what's going on. It runs through the 25th. Last night, the village of Millerton held elections, and the results are as follows. Matt Hartzog and Alicia Satori won that election. Satori received 82 votes. Hartzog received 78. There were two write-in candidates. Brian Wall received 59 votes, and Carolee Andrews received 49 votes. Well, the newly painted crosswalk in Falls Village provides a path to diversity and inclusion. Residents turned out Saturday to paint the creation that stretches across BB Hill Road where it meets Route 126. Each panel displays a scene of what people think makes the town special. The project was under the direction of artist Rika Laser, who in collaboration with the Falls Village Equity Project received a $5,000 grant from the State Department of Economic and Community Development and Connecticut Office for the Arts. As they worked with bright colors, some of the younger artists had more paint on themselves than they put on the walkway, but no one seemed to mind. Among the themes depicted in the panels are railroad nature, local animals, forest and recreation, the Great Falls, the town's fire department and ambulance, library, utility, and peace on earth. The restoration project at the Village Meeting House in Cornwall on Bolton Hill Road is underway. The extensive scaffolding and blue tarp around the steeple are a sign that the restoration at the Meeting House is underway. The building stood at the site since 1842, but in recent years its condition was deteriorating. A committee was formed in 2021 to come up with a plan to address the need for repainting and upgrading the steeple, bell, and bell housing. Members achieved their fundraising goal of $275,000. Thanks to the generosity of the community, the original building cost $2,000 to construct. Cornwall Library was the scene of a major activity this past weekend, the annual Books in Bloom event return. It began on Friday evening with a talk by noted garden author Paige Dickey, who presented Bringing Meadows into the Garden, and was followed by a cocktail reception on Saturday. There were new and out-of-print gardening books for sale in front of the library, as well as an array of blooms grown by Cornwall Garden Club. Patrons also toured four gardens throughout the town. Among them was the one known as Cornwall's Castle, with its seven towers, Tudor doorways, gargoyles, and griffins situated on 276 acres. In New York, COVID cases have dropped 12% as the feds now green light vaccines for kids under five. COVID-19 cases were down by 12% statewide amid news that vaccines for children 5 and under could be available as early as this week. New York reported a little over 37,000 COVID-19 cases in the week ending Sunday, down 12% from the previous week's tally of over 42,000. New York ranked 22nd among the states where the coronavirus was spreading the fastest on a per-person basis, according to the USA Today. As of Tuesday, just two of the state's 62 counties, Long Island's Nassau and Suffolk counties, remain in the Center for Disease Control Prevention's high-risk category, which is based on COVID-19 case rates and hospital capacity issues. That's down from seven counties a week ago and 32 counties 3 weeks ago. Out of Great Barrington, a petition with 1,200 signatures and a letter hit the desks of Governor Charlie Baker and other top officials last week, raising hopes it will eventually end bouts of discolored water in the Housatonic. In both towns, it was toyed with for a while, and then they got serious about it and went through getting a DPU audit. The communities say if other troubled private water companies could be bought out, why can't Great Barrington buy out Housatonics? Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they feature a tapas menu and more, plus nightly dinner specials. You'll find them at interlaken.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 30,530.25, the NASDAQ at 11,069.30, and the S&P 500 at 3764.79. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.